While they might be competing against each other, at the end of the day, farmers are farmers, no matter what part of Ireland they are. And it was good to see the ICMSA and the ICSA standing shoulder to shoulder with the beef plan movement, because at the end of the day, whether you're in Donegal, Sligo, or in Kerry, or in any part of Ireland, farmers are under pressure at the moment. The Mercosur deal, if it goes through in its present form, would be detrimental to the beef sector. And the beef sector, we must realise, is from the top of Donegal down through Sligo, down to Clare and out to Longford, is the biggest number of suckler cows in Ireland that produce the beef, or the, what I would call the good quality beef that we have in this country. And farmers are at crossroads. There's a lot of headwinds blowing against them between Brexit, cap reform, this climate that everybody is on about at the moment, and the Mercosur deal. And now is their hour of need, and in fairness to them, and I do say, I did say that since I went to Dublin, this has been the first real big protest from rural Ireland, and indeed from the farming sector.
Do you think, Michael, could this Mercosur campaign or anti-Mercosur campaign be the start of something that people mightn't expect? Maybe at last a united front from rural Ireland?
Yeah, well, rural Ireland has been listening for so many years. They have been the quiet people, in my view, in the line of they go about their daily work. And in fairness, the other day, there was many a farmer, you know, needed to be making silage or hay or tending to cattle, and they made the trip to Dublin. But they have been listening to the so-called experts and different laws and regs being foisted upon them. And to be honest about it, they're sick to the teeth of listening to so-called experts telling them how to live their lives. At the end of the day, we come from a managed landscape, and it's those farmers in all parts of the country that has managed this landscape for so many years. And they will not tolerate being both the carbon sink and the carbon payer for the rest of the we call it the city areas. And on top of that, they do not appreciate politicians, and worse still, non-elected people in the likes of the negotiators that were in Europe, going out and doing deals that's to the detriment, because you might have a country with larger power in, we'll say, Germany, that might be able to sell extra cares, and that to be good for those people. And we have to make sure that at the end of the day, if we lose the number of farmers that, you know, we have to remember the 100,000 beef and suckler farms in this country. It's not alone the farmers. It's the local school, it's the local shop, the local butcher, it's the local hardware, it's the local feed merchant, it's the local vet, the local doctor. And these are the, this is the knock-on that people need to basically wake up and realise what can happen. And in fairness to the beef plan movement, they have started, I would say they've sown the seed. And I do expect and would think that the people will rally in behind them and show politicians what they think of what's going on.